Captain Lee Boone is the Coast Guard's chief of investigations. Following a two-year inquiry, he unveiled the new report at a press conference in Seattle, describing four primary factors that left the destination in a, quote, vulnerable condition.
A failure of the owner to ensure accurate stability instructions were available, improper loading, the decision by the captain to get underway in heavy freezing spray conditions, and crew fatigue.
To his first point, Boone says the Coast Guard is considering civil penalties against the vessel's owners in Washington state because they failed to provide the captain with federally mandated information about how much gear the destination could carry safely. The boat's stability book had not been updated in more than two decades.
Since 1993, some changes have been made to the vessel. Those should have been incorporated into updated stability instructions that then the master could follow.
Without that information, Boone says Captain Jeff Hathaway overloaded the boat with crab pots. That was the second problem. The third was Hathaway's decision to head out after the National Weather Service gave notice of bad icing conditions.
The vessel got underway despite those warnings and subjected itself to icing on the vessel. And so icing on the deck and on the crab pots themselves likely contributed to a stability problem with the vessel that in turn caused it to capsize and sink.
Why didn't the crew beat that ice off the vessel to help keep it stable? Boone says the answer, in issue number four, was exhaustion.
We had learned that the crew was very fatigued when they left Dutch Harbor the night before the incident. And so the report concludes that the crew members were likely sleeping and perhaps were not on the deck removing the ice that would have prevented that poor stability condition from occurring.
Boone says those factors combined left the crew with a, quote, limited ability to survive the harsh elements of the Bering Sea. In the aftermath of their deaths, he says the Coast Guard is following investigators' recommendation to increase efforts that encourage stability training for fishermen and boat owners. But Boone says the agency has declined to pursue new safety regulations that would specify crab pot weight, require owners to maintain records of vessel changes, or create policies to address crew exhaustion.
Commandant's position that the existing set of regulations was sufficient to have prevented this casualty. The missing piece here was compliance with those existing regulations.
Data show the crab fleet has made major safety strides since the 1990s, when 75 fishermen died while crabbing in the Bering Sea. The loss of the destination crew marked the fishery's deadliest accident in more than a decade. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.